We shall be dead to our sins, May 25. Hope for him who repents. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. The one thing essential for us in order that we may receive and impart the forgiving love of God is to know and believe the love that he has to us. Satan is working by every deception he can command, in order that we may not discern that love. He will lead us to think that our mistakes and transgressions have been so grievous that the Lord will not have respect unto our prayers, and will not bless and save us. In ourselves we can see nothing but weakness, nothing to recommend us to God, and Satan tells us that it is of no use, we cannot remedy our defects of character. When we try to come to God, the enemy will whisper, "It is of no use for you to pray, did not you do that evil thing? Have you not sinned against God, and violated your own conscience?" But we may tell the enemy that the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. When we feel that we have sinned, and cannot pray, it is then the time to pray. Ashamed we may be, and deeply humbled, but we must pray, and believe. Forgiveness, reconciliation with God, comes to us, not as a reward for our works. It is not bestowed because of the merit of sinful men, but it is a gift unto us, having in the spotless righteousness of Christ its foundation for bestowal. We should not try to lessen our guilt by excusing sin. We must accept God's estimate of sin, and that is heavy indeed. Calvary alone can reveal the terrible enormity of sin. If we had to bear our own guilt, it would crush us. But the Sinless One has taken our place, though undeserving, he has borne our iniquity.